You're listening to The Week That Was from my daily radio program. For access to the entire show, including all the interviews that we do and other podcasts that we create, sign up to be a Jungle Insider at jimrome.com.
Welcome to the Jungle. A very good Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Okay, hope you had a great weekend. I had a run to New York. I'm back in SoCal. Had a great weekend there. Good to be home. I want to start with the Cowboys. I could have started any number of different places in the NFL. But let's start with the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Because Jerry Jones had himself a couple of days, didn't he?
Yeah!
Claiborne strips Dak Prescott.
Threatening to sue his fellow owners, losing Ezekiel Elliott, and then getting hammered 27-7 by the Atlanta Falcons.
Fail clown.
Sue his fellow owners. After that game, Jerry had to be thinking about suing his offensive line. Jason Lockin for joining us.
Roger Goodell's got 28 owners in his corner. What the hell is Jerry Jones going to do to mend fences? There's people in the league saying, hey, Stephen Jones, step up.
Step your game.
Your dad is taking this too far.
Recovered by New England. Oh, man, you talk about sucking the life.
There is not a more disappointing team in the NFL right now than the Denver Broncos.
Jonathan
I'd
Jones,
say the Giants, but again, even they beat Denver.
Better phone, better takes, Josh in Detroit.
Better phone, same terrible takes, Josh in Detroit.
He's also fat, but he's also ripped.
Theo Riddick is my guest. Can you be fat and ripped?
No, no. There's no way. There's no way you can be shredded and fat. There's no way. There's no way.
Just don't want to make a mistake. No, there's a one drive in there. Saints picked off!
Last night, incredibly, had me longing for the good old days. Kiko Alonso was decapitating Joe
Flacco. Decapitated.
And Dominican Sue was trying to strangle Ryan Mallett. Brad Keselowski is my guest. When you look back on the feeling of winning that title, what comes to mind first?
A lot of beer. Drink a lot of beer
good.
That night.
I like it.
My memory is not that great, Jim.
Good.
But it was a lot of fun.
10-5! Touchdown, Robert Woods!
Rams wide receiver Robert Woods is my guest. Did you think this thing could turn as quickly as it has?
Not like this. I think we're really rolling. Jared has been balling, playing really, really well, leading this team. You know, we saw the potential, but right now it's happening. It's rocking for us.
Let's see. Matt B. Matt B likes horseplay. Let me think.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, a hit. Wait, that woman. Give me the woman. Give me the woman again.
It doesn't make any sense.
Sarah
it's
Jessica
happening.
Parker. Holy crap. Matt B is Matthew Broderick. And that's why he loves horseplay. Bryce Love joining us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. And you know we appreciate that Jungle Karma.
Come on, Ted. Do you think that I would get on nationally syndicated radio with several thousand radio stations and 8 billion listeners and try to convince you this was, quote, exclusive audio from the Josh Beckett incident? How do you follow the show? How do you not know that that was a joke? We're joined right now by Paul Kariya.
Thanks, Jim, and I want to say thank you very much for all the support you've given me as a hockey player all through my career. I really appreciate it, Jim.
Hell, does anybody even know how they started the season and whether or not they won that game that they went to China to play? I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because of all this Louis Vuitton bull. I hope I never hear about this ever again. That was a tongue I slapped on my mic.
Every single medal they ever won in every single Olympic Games across every single sport, they essentially had cheated and doped.
Liz in Fall City.
Blake Shelton awarded the sexiest man alive. Were they drunk? Guy is a fat Ewok disguised as a country hick who allegedly has talent. Email.
There's a reason he's on The Voice and not The Looks.
Blake Shelton is not the sexiest man alive, and he is just fat.
Email.
If I have to ruin Blake Shelton or the Jags, I'll take one for the team.
Take him home for the night and ruin
like
him.
He's a slump buster.
I'm out.
Telvin Smith is my guest.
You got to make sure you have your plan B in case your plan A don't work. And my response was, I only focused on plan A because plan B was a distraction from plan A. This is it, and that's what you see.
Kyle, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I didn't know when you were going live, and I was like, holy crap, I am not ready. It was like a bucket list thing for me to do my whole life since like middle school.
Lays it in. Sidesteps.
Joel, Hans, Bobby, Embiid. Say it again. I could not love this guy anymore unless he were my own son.
Wore out jeans, holes in them, all cut up. I was ashamed to go to school because my jeans were wore out, only because we didn't have any better.
Damn, Nick. Stop it. Greg Marshall is my guest.
To be honest, I'm kind of glad. I don't want to see anyone go to jail. I really don't. I want them out of our game if that's what they're doing.
Don Maker celebrating a victory by playing a game of duck, duck, goose at midcourt without their buttholes ever leaving the floor.
Butthole.
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 Don't wear Uggs.
I actually think that I see Kyrie playing some defense.
What?
No, it's not. I mean, it's a real thing.
Any more fire from you and you'll burn this house to the ground.
Yeah!
check us out, man. We're on 26 times nationally.
Package Pirates.
Scott Tolzien.
Maybe Andy Dalton.
The old fella.
Blake Shelton is fat.
Besides my best judgment.
Jello testicle.
F you too.
Good night now.